children. Hi, and welcome to Cartwheels on the Sky, Poets, Poems, and Discoveries. I'm your host, Blake Moore, and tonight, right here on KGUA Wallala, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different than I have been, and I'm going to play you a recording from the Youth Poetry Slam that took place at Mendocino High School Matheson Performing Arts Center back in 2011. I thought perhaps it might give us a nice perspective as we're all knee-deep in elections and all of the thoughts we're having in this new world. I thought it might be fun to listen to what the youth were saying then. The quality might not be what you're used to or I'm used to, but it is audible and I think it's worthy. So just sit back, relax, put your ears on, and really take in what these amazing youth have to say. You're rushing through your life with no time even for yourself, forgetting the divine and remembering to get your wealth. The arms and Lamborghini before you love your house.
Hi, and welcome to Youth on Poetry. My name is Henry Power, and today our show features the countywide high school Youth Poetry Slam, held at the Matheson Performing Arts Center in Mendocino on Tuesday, April 26, 2011. Since the slam was 3 hours long, we're going to provide some highlights. If you want to hear the slam in its entirety, you can use the April 2011 archives from Point A. Okay, here it is.
So welcome to the 10th annual Mendocino County High School Poetry Slam. It's pretty amazing. We've done this 10 years in a row. And it was started actually 11 years ago by Scott Meltzner, but it was just between Fort Bragg and Mendocino, and it was at Fort Bragg High School. And since Scott's left, Karen and I have just kept it going, and I really appreciate, we really appreciate the support of all the teachers and the students and Mendocino County Office of Education just for doing what needs to happen to make this go on every year. Because there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes besides just today. So I thank you all so much for your devotion to the word and the spirit of poetry. And in honor of National Poetry Month, here we are together reading and reciting.
Hi. I've got an important announcement. You should all have one of these. It's a blank sheet of paper, but on the other side, it says poetic license. And I'm pretty sure you're all entitled to having one of these. Just saying. Okay.
I'm Joanna from Melissa. And this actually doesn't have a title, so. Dark brown, hypnotizing, and I'm drawn like a moth to a flame, like a pilot to a plane. And just as an elder does a cane, I lean on this feeling. And even though my brain tells me no, the innermost part of my soul is screaming, don't let go. So I lean on this feeling, but mostly because I have no choice. This feeling has invaded me. My resistance, completely conquered as easily as a child's attention, is broken by the slightest sudden movement. I am frozen, lost in time, like a mouse in a maze, like a dog in a cage, just as the millennial generation is lost in anger and rage. I'm lost in him. His eyes piercing through my soul just as easily as a knife slides through butter. And the gentleness of his spirit seeps slowly into my being until my heart is overwhelmed with a love so pure that I am left completely defenseless.
Because 9 blocks away, across a gravel pathway, through a grate door, down the hallway, past the kitchen, in front of the TV, there you are, passed out again. And as the camera flashes in my face and brings me back to the stuffy, God-forbidden place, I smile and find my way back to my seat. All the while, my eyes are glued to my feet, wishing they would move faster, briskly, frolicking, jogging, running down the street, anywhere but home. I need a place where my mind can roam. I need an escape, a perfect getaway. Tonight, I'm going to spread my wings and fly, get high in the sky, let some of my brain cells die while you sleep on the couch. Eventually, I'll come home around 3 or 4 in the morning. I'll head to my room, tiptoe past the open bag of stale potato chips and countless beer cans on the coffee table. I'll stumble into my room, flop down on my bed, and wake up 2 hours later with my whole body aching. I'll float to the bathroom, get ready as quickly and quietly as possible, as if being in that hellhole of a house for a second too long would kill me. I'll go to school, hang out with my so-called friends, ditch a couple classes, and do it all over again. Day after day, time after time, doing nothing and everything just to get by. The stupidest part of this whole thing is, I'm really not that dumb. I knew what was gonna happen, I knew what was to come. I knew they'd be parked in that little turnout. That's why I told them to take a right when we were out on a booze cruise a little after midnight, and I started to smile when I heard the sirens and saw the lights flashing on the driver's face. But then it was a chase, a freaking arms race just to get put in my place. Thrown in a cell, threatened to go to jail, then you come in and you start to yell, I tell you to go to hell, and you say don't do drugs. But where were you when I lifted my arms for a hug? Where were you to spin me around and lift me above your head? Where were you when I was tired and wanted to go to bed? Where were you when they handed me that brown paper bag and said try it, it will make you feel good? Where were you when I got lost from the streets of that horrible hood? Where were you to stop me from becoming so bad? Where were you when I needed you? Where were you, Dad?
Hello, I'm Brian, and I'm from Point Arena, and I will be reading a poem called Helios Sunder. A warm, fiery soul enriches the dry beds and warms the soil. She makes the roots, the breaths of carbon into oxygen, the comfort, soothing of the free spirit. She is always around and surrounds, but not physicality, but the perception of nature, and her influence, the empire grown by the first drop of water. Outnumbers even humans and litters more. But I was meant to be, meant to cherish, good to soothe, bad to disrespect. The craft's ambition, the boldness of an innovator, the maturity to see what a universe is, what an enlightenment can do, what passion can dig into your soul. Mesopotamia to America, you made us grow. Can you feel the vitamin D, which grows but provides our THC? From rich clay to the green grass never seems to change. The amber molasses of oaks, the towering redwood, the branches sprawl, we look so small. An elusive madrone. I see savannas along the highway. There are aging trees and old stumps. The ocean is laid out. The hills topple the eastern horizon. The ocean spurs against the land. A decorative plain, simple and quiet. Melodies grow by the echo of woodpeckers, the cry of wolves, the bark of dogs, the windy gusts that thrust through the canopies. It emulated not artificially, but upon naturally, immortalizing it with wisdom's blessing kiss.
Hello, I'm Raina Deerwater, I'm from Mendocino, and this poem is entitled Cynical Optimism. At a time, 2 years ago, an older, authoritative person said to me, a cynical optimist does not exist, or something of that matter. I don't have it verbatim. What I do have verbatim is how fiercely pissed off I was. Because that person was wrong, because she discredited who I am. The remark was made in passing, and I might have made this into a bigger deal than it actually is, but that does not matter. I know what I am, and that is a straight-up cynical optimist. Screw the haters. Ironically, I hate the haters. I believe that everything will turn out for the better. That's pretty damn idealistic, but if you don't like it, as they say, you can get the hell out of my house. I just want everyone to hold hands and skip in a field, so shut up with your stupid face. I do not like it. This is where the cynicism part kicks in. Because honestly, people are so stupid that at times it physically hurts me. On the rare cases that they aren't stupid, it's okay. Because every single one of us has at least one, probably about 70, traits that are just dying to be mocked. Even you, with the face. Even you, the lady who said nay to cynical optimism. I could make you cry using only my words, but I won't. Just yet. because I love everybody, even you, with your face.
My name is Ryan Rossford, and I'm from Fort Bragg High School. My poem's called My New Brother. He is part of the family I choose to have, a brother, a father, a friend, whatever I need at the time. Although he's a year older, at times it can seem as if we are both three and laugh at everything we see. When I need a place to hide, as tears roll down my face, he is there with a warm, loving, heartfelt hug I can hide in. He is ready to listen when I can talk again. Every morning he greets me with a hug and a goofy smile. In class, he comes running down the stairs just to hug me. At the end of the day, when home is calling, he leaves me with a hug, a smile, and says, "Ro-Ro, I better see you tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, I love you." When I'm scared, alone, lost, worried, and hurt, he knows where to find me and how to make me feel safe once again. It amazes me that it was only last year I met him. But I know from now on, I will always have my new big brother.
Hello, I'm Kat Manning of Willis High School, and I will be reading my poem called Halfway. Today, I feel it in my legs, a pain that feels like a crater. Walking, walking, walking down this gray trail, pale white hands are car wipers. Swish, swish, swish. Arranged in this rhythm, deranged to this rhythm. Dudum, dudum, dudum. This is my beat. I can't defeat. I cannot be defeated. I will not. Defeat, defeat, defeat. Feet pounding down, down, down. Onto a ground I can never leave. Stiput, stiput, stiput. Until I reach the eve of this trail, where I will fail. Fall, fall, fall.
Again, I'm Elijah Ravens Campbell from Endo, and I'll be reading Gifted. Program for gifted students, it says, as if to say, not that kid eating crayons. Don't call me gifted. As if my studying was done by some benefactor so I could learn. Always busy, never any free time, and the resulting understanding is a gift. Placed in front of me by some kind soul for the taking, like a generous offer? I think not. I sit and watch friends enjoying youth, partying, living for thrills, while I receive gifts. Don't call me gifted. After all, everyone knows that high schoolers are just kids, really, shaped by their parents, not responsible for their faults or their successes. Before you call me gifted, ask yourself, your last paycheck, did you earn it? Well, I did, but all I got were gifts. Thanks. Postscript. Do I seem ungrateful, just another angry youth, maybe even hateful and a little uncouth? Work 9 hours a day and receive no pay, and I'll say, thanks for the gift.
Again, I am Sopeda Pajorquez, and I am representing Yucay High School. And this poem is called Daddy, and it was based on when I was 4 years old, so that's how it starts. She weeps, she mourns, she feels so torn. She smiles at a picture, remembers his words. I'll always be with her. I promise he lied. She sat there and cried. She died. Baby, don't cry. Sweetie, I'm here. Daddy, you're lying. You'll just disappear. Out on the porch, she waited for you to come back. Sadness filled her eyes the day she watched you pack. Daddy, don't leave. Please, Daddy, stop. She thought to herself, stood her ground, and held back the teardrops. Daddy, I don't understand. Why are you leaving? Please don't tell me lies because I'm done believing. If only you knew how many nights I cried, how many tears I shed, how many times I lied. I said I was okay. I said I was fine. When I lied, I felt just like you, Daddy, but my life was on the line. I waited for you, Daddy, but you never came home. You lied to me, Dad, but I'm not alone. My mommy, she loves me. I know it. She was there when you weren't, and I take her for granted. Daddy, I'm 15. Daddy, I survived. Daddy, I know you're too busy to hear me. I just thought you should know. Daddy, I'm alive. Please, Daddy, just listen to what I have to say. Daddy, I'm alive. Daddy, I'm okay.
Okay. Hello again. My name is still Camille Biaggi, and I will be reciting my poem, Red Light. Filled with black and white anarchy, it was an area that needed to be kissed. A rockabilly party filled with strippers and lean men, boldly reinventing fado music. It was Tony, his image snapped in a trailer for Fire Pumps, who grimaced and looked as if his pants had been inflated by sex, beer, and rock and roll. The room was filled with an aura of Thor, that bald and bearded godfather who lived in a bankable star.
So, this one's actually titled, Amico Mendocino, and I will be reciting Dead Song. Drifting, icy space, dead star illuminates, a pier gashed face faced cruel fates. Twinkle, dead star, a pier severed hand, torture souls afar, flesh and bone band. Those ribs skinned, those legs cracked, those limbs severed, those eyes packed. Twisting limbs reach, collapse crossed ridge, stretching mouths leech beyond black ledge, appear cold feet. Death aware gazes. Ambition and fear compete. The infinite crypt hazes. Exhalation come my judgment. Cast bright lacerations. Death cringes bent. One free smile. Stifled loud laughter on a thousandth mile hope.
I'm Roxanne, and I'm representing Pointerina, and this is my poem, Reality. Flowers, like big blue eyes, follow me as I cartwheel through my dreams. It changes fast. I'm at home now, but it doesn't look like my home, but I know it is. All the walls are painted black, and there are giant mice skittering across the floor into little mice houses. You're there too, you have pink hair, and we're hiding from the zombies. But they found us, smelled our fear, I'm sure. You're one of them, and I'm screaming, and we run out of the house to a river that was never there before. There's a tree, and that is where I hide from the zombies and you. Until I wake up, you're no good for me.
Hi. I'm Corbin Zeekly, and I'm representing Mendo, and I write songs and jazz, and I play the violin. I'm going to accompany myself with this violin while I sing a song that I wrote. I used to live so close to paradise. If peace of mind is what I'm referring to. But you changed me with your emotion. Now I'm drifting so far from home. I am the result of a paradox, 'cause my mind continues to contradict itself. But you changed me with your emotion. Now I'm drifting so far from home. Now I'm drifting so far from home. not drifting so far from home. No, I'm drifting so far from home.
Oh, I'm from Ukaipai, and this poem's called Catch and Release. A memory. Smashed raspberries on my fingers, pretending that it's blood. My mother and father, I can see lightning before I hear the thunder, crashing like cymbals once it meets my ears. My father. Poisonous kisses after a bedtime story. My mother, always the bad guy. My sisters. Who do you love more? Me. Wanting to answer. My daddy, too afraid. My father again. When was the last time you yelled at me, Daddy? You see, I just can't remember. Fights with my mother are true. So you see, I'd rather be with her than the fake safety net of you. Glasses, helping me see clearly, but a hassle to put on, being easy to break. My father, no different. He always caught me before, and expecting to again would release me. Catch and release, catch and release. It was only a matter of time that you killed me, held me up, and took a picture. Mother, once more, I'm with her, in a real safety net of truth. Father?
Hello, I am, yet again, Elijah Griffith Campbell from Mendocino. And this poem is called Metapoet, and it's vaguely similar, or not similar, it's vaguely related to my poem called Gifted. It was inspired by that poem. In a completely negative way. I don't know if I said it. It's called Metapoet, or Metapoetry. When I write concrete and then ambiguous, throwing images like darts into your mind, and then sleeping off hangovers from the lies that I planted there. I feel sometimes, especially when I'm ambiguous, that I'm throwing not darts, but clods of bullshit. Like that Gifted poem? See, that was humor, which slips in sideways through the back door and crashes the party, but no one really minds because he usually brings booze. And the prophet of seriousness walks his tightrope with a little humor to loosen his tongue, but not so much that he falls into the abyss of silly, or God forbid, too little, so he lands on the hard floor of boring. I write, and I struggle to make it personal, so it resonates with each one of you in a way that only you can understand. But of course, it has to be universal. So then I move in and talk into the mic, and then back, so you can hear just me talking. And, see, this part's actually improv, and then you can watch as the inflection goes on and doesn't quite make it clear whether it's ending now or later.
I'm Joanna from Molokai, and this is called Here I Am. Here I am, on the edge and about to jump, because they say it's time to fly, but I'm afraid. Because the ground's so far down, the sky is so damn high, and I'm stuck in the middle. 30,000 feet from heaven, and equidistant from hell. Here I am, about to blow, because my heart is overthrown with emotions I just can't control, so I sit here at this desk, violating this paper with my thoughts, attempting to rest my soul. Here I am, trying to get a grip, everything in my being, thirsty for peace, and oh, if I could only have a sip. But the dry chaos within my soul has even consumed my spit, yet here I am. Like a flower blossoming in May, battered by spring showers, yet growing stronger every day, here I am. With my mind made up that even if I fall down shot, I'm gonna give it all I've got. Surrender, I will not. No, here I am. So hit me with your best shot, but no matter what you plot, here I'll stand.
I want to say a special thanks to our judges, Karen F. Hopp, right here. Deborah Baker. And Nikki Chapin. And Toby, can you turn the camera around and look at yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe some of this is going to air in...
On MCTV, Channel 3 in Fort Bragg. Yeah, and it will also be posted on the web.
And I want to thank all the coaches, Susan Waltz, Michael Rydell, Carolyn Cook, Emily, Edward, and Harry.
You've been listening to From Point A Radio, an internet radio station found at arenatechcenter.org. From Point A Radio is fully grant-funded, so we'd like to express a special thanks to the California Consumer Protection Foundation for helping us get free radio Point Arena streaming on the internet. This program and others like it was made possible for grants from California Arts Council, Get Arts in the Schools program, Mendocino County Office of Education, California Poets in the Schools, the Point Arena Schools, and the Generous Community Volunteers.
And there you have it. That was a young Henry Power. As I said, that took place in 2011 in April. And in case you were wondering, that chaotic Imagine happened really spontaneously. A couple of the kids ran up to the stage, jumped on the piano, and that started as we were ending. It needed to stay in. And much of that piece was cut together by youth. And many things have happened since then, but just to get a taste of some of the things that we have done, and I know that we as human beings will continue to create, continue to come together, and continue to express ourselves. Since we have a little bit more time, I'd like to take us out with one more piece, and this is another example of a youth working with an adult. And this is Jamison Hodder mentoring a younger 15-year-old Fabian Rodriguez, and this piece is called Roll With It. It is set to music. It was recorded in 2017.
I know my stand on one today, seems like getting harder, harder. I know my stand on one today, seems like getting harder, harder. Right here today, you gotta roll with it. Tomorrow, you never know, you gotta roll with it.
Today you need to roll with it, cause tomorrow might not come, so just roll with it. Stay dedicated and be situated in your dreams, don't wait for it. Start chasing it and you will make it. Just believe and you'll achieve the things that you're hoping for. At a young age I started poor, no recording equipment, no nothing to start with. Now that I'm getting a name, people are getting pissed. And people try to diss, but they're just words and they don't hurt me. I'm only 15, I'm serious about the music business. This is what it is, I'm living the life that I was born to live, no matter how hard it gets.
I don't know what stand on one today, seems like getting harder, harder. I don't know what stand on one today, seems like getting harder, harder.
Right here today, you gotta roll with it. Tomorrow, you never know, you gotta roll with it. Right here today, you gotta roll with it.
And there you have it. Another 30 minutes gone by with Cartwheels on the Sky, Poets, Poems, and Discovery, right here on KGUA Wallala. I'm your host, Blake Moore, and thanks so much for sticking with me tonight, listening to these amazing youth voices. And remember, we have more in common than we realize. And most of us really do want what's best for ourselves, our families, our communities, and the earth. And we have to remember that the common ground is what's going to bring us together. Let's remember the love for each other. That's the most important thing we have to give. Have a great night.